As we just heard, climate change isn't a talking point this year, in part because Americans and the candidates are so focused on jobs. President Obama admits the economy isn't where he'd like it to be, but he's also quick to point out how much the labor market has improved since the tough times of 2008, and he has a 5-point plan to keep it on track. Governor Romney says the economy could be and should be much better, and that it will be if he's elected. He has his own 5-point plan. We're going to focus now on a promise that Romney's been making throughout the campaign about just how many jobs he would create if elected president. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
In the debates and at rallies all over the country, Governor Romney has made this pledge.
We're going to create 12 million new jobs in just 4 years.
I know what it takes to create 12 million new jobs and rising take-home pay.
Would you like to have 4 years where we create 12 million new jobs?
It sounds like a very big number, especially coming out of a deep recession, followed by 3 years of what many have described as lackluster job growth. But it's not as ambitious as it sounds. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
The 12 million jobs has been my forecast for quite some time.
You heard that right. Zandi is in the economic forecasting business, and he expects the economy to add an average of 3 million jobs a year over the next 4 years. 3 times 4 equals 12. And he's not psychic. He doesn't know who will win the election.
Cold, hard facts, you know, politics completely aside, I'm just, you know, doing the numbers. I feel confident that we're going to create 12 million jobs over the next 4 years, and we're going to feel a lot better about this economy, regardless of who's president.
What makes him so confident? A lot of modeling and a deep dive into industry-level economic data. In particular, he expects the housing market to finally break out of the deep freeze it's been in since the financial crisis hit.
The housing cycle is going to kick into gear. A lot more homes are going to be built, office buildings, retail space. House prices are going to rise. That's going to lift consumer spending and retailing and leisure and hospitality. And this is going to create a lot of jobs.
Zandi isn't the only one predicting robust job growth. Joel Prakken is the senior managing director of Macroeconomic Advisors, which forecasts 11 million jobs added over the next president's term.
And that is not based on anyone's particular set of economic policies.
He says that when he first heard Governor Romney's 12 million jobs claim, he scurried to his calculator. And what he found was Mr. Romney's campaign promise fit well with broad economic trends.
It's not a projection that is incredible. It's just that it might happen anyway.
Romney economic advisor John Taylor takes this and other similar forecasts as validation that the candidate has set a realistic goal.
It's a solid estimate. It's a robust estimate. It's something that can be done with the right policies.
Taylor is a professor at Stanford and, along with three other prominent conservative economists, wrote a white paper making the case for Mr. Romney's economic plans. The argument, in short, this economic recovery has been weaker than those in the past because of President Obama's policies. For his part, President Obama isn't setting many specific economic goals for his second term, though he has said he'd create 1 million manufacturing jobs. Taylor says a Romney presidency with his plan for economic growth would lead to a more typical recovery.
And if we have that kind of recovery again, the prediction is you'd get about 12 million jobs. So that's one way to think about this.
Of course, if the economic forecasters are right, we're poised for that more typical recovery over the next 4 years, no matter whose 5-point plan is in place. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.